Masechet Menachot Perek Het Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about which wines are used for Nesachim. Nesachim is wine that is brought to accompany certain animal korbanot, and that wine is poured onto the Mizbeach. Mishnah says, Uminayin hayu mevi'in et hayayin. From where would they bring the wine? Kirutim vehatulim alfalayayin. Wine that is made in the areas of Kirutim and Tulim are the highest ranked wine. Wine for Nesachim should come from these areas. Shinialahan Bitri Ma'ubet Lavan Bahar. Second choice is the wine from Bitrima and Betlaven, which is in the highlands. Ukfar Signa Babika and Kfar Signa, which is in the valley. Kol ha'aratzot hayu kesherot ela mikan hayu mevi'in. In reality, all lands were valid for sources where wine could come from to be used as nesachim, but they would usually bring the wine from the places mentioned here because these had the best possible wines. En mevi'in lo mebet hazevalim. You should not bring wine for nesachim from vines that grew in a field that requires fertilization. Velo mebet hashelachin, or from vines that in a field that requires irrigation. Velo mimashin yizra benehin, or from vines that have seeds planted between them, because all of the vines over here are going to be producing poor quality grapes. In all these cases, something has to be done to the vineyard in order for the grapes to be grown correctly. And we're nervous that maybe fertilization didn't happen properly. Maybe the wine, the vine wasn't irrigated properly. And if you have seeds between them, the seeds suck up all the nutrients and all the water, and therefore the vines won't get what they need. But if he did bring wine for Nesachim from one of these sources, it's considered to be valid. And mevi'in el yoston v'im hevi kasher. You should not bring el yoston wine. This is wine that's made from grapes that was hung up in the sun in order to sweeten it. This wine is considered to be very weak. But if you brought it, it is considered to be still valid. And mevi'in yashan divrei Rabbi. You're not allowed to bring old wine. Old wine is more than 1 year old. This is the opinion of Rabbi. But the rabbis say that you can bring it. The Gemara elaborates and says that Rabbi still says that old wine is valid, even though it's not preferred. While Hachamim say you shouldn't hesitate, you could bring it. En mivi'in lo matok, you should not bring wine that is sweet. Velo me'ushan, velo mevushal, or wine that's made from grapes that were smoked or cooked. Ve'im hevi pasul, and if you did bring this type of wine, is considered to be invalid. En mevi'in min hadaliyot. You should not bring wine that was made from vines that were suspended high up on trellises. Since they're on a trellis, they're not close to the ground and getting the nutrients that they need. Ela min harogliyot. You should bring from vines that grow on the ground. If they're on the ground, they're going to get all the nutrients that they need from the soil. Umin hakeramim ha'avudim. And you should also bring grapes, or wine that's made from grapes that come from vines that were worked because they produce the choicest grapes. If you have a vineyard where the owner digs around the roots of the vine twice a year and he makes holes where the water can then go in and give the crop the nutrients and the hydration that it needs, the grapes are going to grow into high quality grapes and it's going to produce beautiful tasty grapes, which will provide the best types of nesachim.